This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you ready to break up with the dysfunctional beliefs and behaviors of our dominant culture and parent with intention? Then you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social conditioning shaping your family dynamics and say no to the dominant culture. I'm your host, Jody Chafee. I'm going to help you break dysfunctional patterns and lead your family with confidence and resilience. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Carla White. And she told me about how growing up on a farm influenced her to understand how we are stuck in the industrial age. Hey guys, it's Jody Chafee, host of the Family Culture Movement. And I'm so grateful that you're here in the Family Culture Hackers Facebook group and that you get to see all of the episodes that I publish. I get to screen them here inside the group. And this was kind of an impromptu live sort of that I wanted to come on and share with you. I didn't publish an episode on Friday because I wanted to do this like solo episode, okay? So hey, here it is. Hi, I'm Jody Chafee, host of Family Culture Movement, and this is the episode that is going out today to the all of my podcast audience. And basically what I wanted to do is come on and share with you a little bit more about what I'm going to be doing going forward with the podcast, because I've been recording episodes and I have some recorded out through the end of the year. And so there's lots of great content coming at you, and I'm super excited to share it with you because I've changed up the format of the interview going forward. And I just feel so inspired by how the direction that I'm taking this platform, because I'm just learning so much, and I'm learning so much from my guests and learning so much from my coach, and just super excited. There's going to be so much. And I believe that the direction I'm taking the interviews is going to help give you clarity of what it means to be a family culture hacker. Okay. It means that you see what's happening in the cultures of families and organizations and of society. And you look at what's working and you try to model it, right? We want to follow good examples. And you look at what's not working and we say, no, I'm done with that. I don't want to live like that. I don't want my family to live like that. I want my family to live in a higher existence, right? A higher plane. And so that is what I want to share with you. And I'm so excited. Okay. So this was the inspiration I want to share with you. This is a talk. It's found on speeches.byu.edu. Okay. This is a devotional from Brigham Young University. And whether or not you agree with what the church, the school, whatever, that's irrelevant right now. I just want to share with you what I learned from reading this talk because it's amazing. It's an amazing talk called Healing Equals Courage Plus Action Plus Grace. And oh my gosh, listening to this talk when I was at one of the lowest points of my life was truly inspirational. And it's healing. Healing is such a powerful thing, but it's healing takes work, it's different from cure. Okay. Healing and cure are not the same thing. That there may be a cure for a disease or for a broken arm, right? You put in a splint, there may be a cure, but healing takes time, and sometimes it even hurts more to heal, to go through that process of actually healing when your bone starts to fuse together, or, you know, these different things that you need pain. That's when you take your pain medication, right? It's not when you're in surgery, although they put you under, right? It's when you come out and you have to go through the healing process. That's the challenge. And in this talk, he talks about how healing takes courage, grace, and action. Okay. But he said something that was really inspiring to me most recently when I was listening to it. And there's a couple quotes in here. This is, I'm going to read this. It's kind of long, but it's super inspiring. And this is where I'm drawing the premise of my interviews going forward with my audience that I believe will help give all of us more clarity of what it means to be a family culture hacker, what it means to be able to question the status quo and to design an intentional family culture or your family. Okay. So this is where it starts. He says, we have to develop the courage to live counter to the world's dominant culture. You know what I'm talking about. The culture in which money, sex, material possessions, fame, violent behavior, and carnal exploits are the currency for success. We live in a world in which appearance and approval are the keys to social status and power. In order to find healing, we have to develop the courage to say no to this dominant culture. I love what Maury Schwartz said in Mitch Albom about living counter to the culture in the book Tuesdays with Maury. Quote, the culture we have does not make people feel good about themselves. We're teaching the wrong things. And you have to be strong enough to say, if the culture doesn't work, don't buy it. Create your own. If the culture doesn't work, don't buy it. Create your own. A number of wonderful BYU devotionals have described the unhealthy culture of perceived perfectionism and how we have to fight against it. In two devotionals given last year, prior to this devotional, which was a while ago, both Tyler J. Jarvis and Kristen L. Matthews encouraged us to be more accepting of our imperfections and to be more pleased with our best approximations, our bodies, our gifts, and our differences. I encourage you to reread their talks. So I'm going to go look those up. Listen here to what Thomas S. Monson said about having the courage to live by truth and to avoid the unhealthy dominant culture. He says, let us have the courage to defy the consensus, the courage to stand for principle, courage, not compromise, brings the smile of God's approval. A moral coward is one who is afraid to do what he thinks is right because others will disapprove or laugh. Okay, going on. In her delightful way, author and devoted mother and grandmother Marjorie Pay Hinckley described the peace that comes when we refuse to compare and despair, as the dominant culture teaches. She says, 50 was my favorite age. It takes about that long to learn to quit competing, to be yourself, and settle down to living. It is the age I would like to be through all eternity. In order to find healing, we have to develop the courage to avoid the culture that says there is only one acceptable way, i.e. a specific size, hair color, or ACT score. To be a good person, or even a good Christian, there are many, many ways to be a righteous, positive influence in the world. If enough of us say no to the dominant culture, it will lose its power. I can't tell you enough how much reading this just pierced my soul. And I knew that this is the message of the family culture movement. This is the message to defy the dominant culture. I just, oh man. And that it does take courage. It takes a lot of courage. Just to give you a little bit more about my backstory, that Michael and I have been on this journey for a long time to, I started this podcast almost 4 years ago. And at that time I started it because I wanted to know how I could rescue my family. And it wasn't that we were struggling in our relationship. We always love each other. I mean, we know what it's like to fight, right, and disagree, but we've always loved each other. And but at the time, because, we did everything we thought we were supposed to do. We checked off all the right boxes. We were going to school and we were starting our family and, we were going to college and buying a house and all the things that the dominant culture say that's what will lead to success. That's the one path, right? We checked off all the boxes and yet we were miserable. And the future was really dark, really dark. Michael was working in this toxic environment. We were living in an area that was super expensive and the culture there was really a toxic environment there as well. We didn't have a lot of friends. We were living far away from our family. It was just like, how are we going to do this? Especially when it looks like the foreseeable future was this, living there and doing the job. And it was really scary. And so I was like, how are all these families succeeding? I see successful families. Oh, wait, but I also see families who look like they're successful and then they aren't, and they crumble and they fall apart. What's happening? And I knew in my heart that it had something to do with our culture, the narrative, the beliefs, the values, these things that we're told are the one path to success. And so, but I didn't understand that at the time. At the time I thought, oh, culture, we model good behavior for our kids, right? That's cool. As long as I'm modeling good behavior for my kids, they're going to figure it out, right? Family culture is so much more, especially because we're just one model, but our children are observing hundreds and thousands of models through the internet and their devices all the time. And they're getting mixed messages and they're being told one thing and seeing another thing. And it's broken our dominant culture, like it says in this quote, right? That our dominant culture, we understand what that means. That money, sex, material possessions, fame, violent behavior, and carnal exploits are the currency for success. It's wrong. And that's why when we look around in society, we look around in our, the social mores and the culture and the values that are being pounded into our faces all the time. That's why they're wrong. And it's failing. And our children are failing and we're getting lost, right? And so this message that I'm creating, and the reason I'm on this path is because I wanted to figure out, how do I say no to that stuff? How do I figure out what is the glue that's going to keep my family together in spite of all that stuff? And that's what I am doing going forward. I've learned, and I understand now, that the purpose of having and designing an intentional family culture is learning how to have the courage to say no. So a year and a half ago, I encouraged Michael to quit his toxic job, and we didn't have any kind of safety net. And we thought, all right, we're going to trust in this whole entrepreneurship world. We're going to figure out how to start a business, and we're going to start to make some money online, right? We could be online entrepreneurs. That's like the thing. It's the digital age and anybody can do this, right? And needless to say, about 6 months later, we sold our home. We needed to reduce our expenses, right? So we gave up our life, our comforts and our friends and our home and our independence. We sold our home and moved our kids out of state back to Michigan, where Michael and I grew up. And now we share a home with my parents, and it's a mutually beneficial experience here. And we're experiencing this whole blended family thing, and we're going through that experience. And it's really powerful, all in the name of having an intentional family culture for our family. I could not in good conscience continue to talk about living with intention while sending my husband to a job he hated, right? And knowing that psychologically and even physically, he was deteriorating. By association, we were also physically and mentally and emotionally and psychologically deteriorating. I'd read articles all the time about, oh, if your parents have depression, your children are more likely to have depression. Oh, if you have depression, your brain physically deteriorates. No, I don't want to keep sending my husband to a toxic job that's down this dark path. And I'm not saying that it's gotten any easier. It's different kind of hard, but I don't have to send him to that toxic job anymore. I don't have to have a toxic job anymore. And we are living our lives by choice. And so that's my goal for this podcast, is to enable and empower you to have that goal. If that is where, and if that's not you, you're in the wrong group. Okay. you're listening to the wrong platform. I'm here to tell you that this platform is about examining that dominant culture and learning to say no. Because if enough of us say no, it will begin to lose its power. We can turn off our devices. We can turn off toxic messages and simultaneously be a force for good. Okay. We can't just, okay, I'm going to turn it off and I'm going to ignore it. No, we got to start creating a good culture, start designing our culture with intention, start more than just modeling for our kids, empowering them and ourselves to set inspiring goals towards designing the culture and the life that we want. All right. So if you're still with me, that's what this platform is all about. Going forward, I'm going to be asking all of my guests a very important question. What is happening in our dominant culture that is dysfunctional? What is a dysfunctional belief or behavior in our dominant culture that we can change? Because change begins in our homes and with our families right here. And that is what I want to help to empower you to do. Recognize the dysfunction, why it's being perpetuated. Why are we stuck in these false beliefs and dysfunctional patterns, and what we can do about it? So every episode, my guests will basically have a topic and we're going to discuss those things. Why? What is dysfunctional? Why are we stuck in that dysfunction? And what can we do about it in our homes to change the narrative, to change our stories? Because my story was, well, I'm just supposed to be a mom. I'm just supposed to, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just supposed to be a martyr, though, was the narrative, right? And I have chosen to change that narrative for my family, for myself, for my children. And the narrative was, oh, go to public school because that's the best option for our kids. It's not. Okay. There are lots of options. And we live in a time where there are lots and lots and lots of options. There are lots and lots and lots of paths to success. And in fact, the old narrative, that path to go to school, get good grades, be socialized to your social age group, go to college, get a job, that is going away. Okay, we see it right now during COVID. It is not the reality. There are ways that people are learning to adapt to this situation where they can't go into the office anymore. They can't send their kids to school anymore. Jobs are laying people off right and left. People are being let go right before they qualify for their pensions, right? This world that we grew up with from the time of the end of World War II until about 10, 20 years ago, it's ending. Jobs are being replaced. There's an interview coming up with Travis Lish that you're going to hear. And he talks about 80% of jobs that we know today will not exist, or 80% of the jobs that will exist don't exist now. And so that is the reality that we're looking to in the future. And my goal is, and my mission, my vision is to help prepare you for that future, to learn about your options and the different ways you can design your unique definition of success for your family, and to be a thriving, functional, happy, eternal family. And that's why I'm doing this. So I will see you guys inside the group. Please comment, please interact, share with your friends, and make sure you go and you're checking out the Thriving Family Toolbox. It's a free membership. It should be pinned in the group here, but it's just go to homeandfamilyculture.com and you can opt in at the top of the screen, or there's a login member area on the top of the screen. So go check that out, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Thank you so much for listening, and please share with your friends. Take care. Glad you were able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode with Benjamin Bitter, where we talk about the importance of changing how we think about our civic responsibilities. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at
homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.